He gets hotter as he gets older.
He does.
He's very hot.
He's one of those people.
Yeah.
He's a Clooney.
Very funny.
All right.
Just start.
Now I'm happy I don't have Ryan Reynolds.
All right. All right, well, we officially need to talk to Stax to write us some sort of intro.
Sorry, what was that?
Man, I forgot to feed the cats again.
Is my microphone on?
Yep.
Why do I not hear myself? I don't know. I don't literally don't hear myself.
Stop
Sorry.
It.
I hear the cats, but I, oh, there I am. Okay, never mind.
I filed a trouble ticket. That should be fixed. Is it not?
No, I mean the headphones are fixed. I think the cats were just louder than anything else in my headphones. I think that's why I was
well,
very confused.
Well, Kathleen forgot to feed them.
Is this thing on? Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
There's something very calming about driving through Manhattan before anybody else is up and the streets are very calm.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's nobody in the Holland Tunnel if you're coming from New Jersey. Yep.
What time did you guys drive in this morning?
Just a few minutes ago. So it's another early morning podcast.
So it was like around 5
a.m.
We're making a habit of this. But you know what, guys? This blows my mind.
What?
There are people who actually choose to wake up this early.
Oh, yeah. Those are the people who wake up, they go for a jog, they
right?
do some meditation, they
take a wheatgrass shot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They shoot plants and then they go to work.
I don't understand.
See, I physically can't do it. And I don't mean like, oh, I don't want to wake up. I tried to do it several times,
yeah.
And I have this lingering morning migraine that allows me to do no push-ups for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'd have to wake up at 2 in order to shake the headache to work out for 4.
I was thinking about it this morning because I did wake up at 2 this morning to get into work at 3. And I realized that it's sort of like having a newborn. This job is like having a newborn.
I think that all the time.
Yeah, because you're always tired and then you just sleep when you can.
Yeah.
So if there's 5 minutes on the train or wherever when you're waiting at the doctor where you can like put your head down for 5 minutes, you do it.
That's what you do.
I often joke with my friends who have new babies, oh, welcome to my side of the tracks. Which I realize is not a very funny joke in retrospect because I'm actually not caring for another life.
Right. There's really less responsibility,
yeah.
But still.
Well, in all fairness, none of us have a baby, so how do we really know? No,
because
sorry.
We work in radio.
That's offensive.
If you have That's a newborn, mean. Congratulations, you work in radio.
Yeah. All right, shall we, ladies?
Well, should we introduce ourselves? We haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, if anyone tuned into this episode for the first time, they've definitely tuned out. But, hi guys, I'm Sam.
And I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Bethany.
Yay, we did it! Okay, what's up?
Okay, so I have a confession to make to the listeners of this podcast. Bethany and Sam were here to witness it, so I'm not confessing to them. A few weeks ago, we had Gabby Sidibe in studio for the big show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I left that interview room on a high, like lapping up, drinking her juice.
Yeah,
I was drinking
shook.
Her juice.
Yeah.
Because she was here to promote her new memoir, This Is Just My Face, Try Not to Stare.
Yeah.
And she had a couple of words about confidence, and it kind of unearthed something inside of me that I've been feeling for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put it out there. I feel guilt over not being the fun girl. And
oh, wow.
And I don't.
So many thoughts.
I don't think that I'm the only person who feels that way.
Nope.
I was born 45.
Like, a la Benjamin Button.
And yeah, I was born an old person. I did have crazy times in high school, but the older I get, I feel really poorly about not being able to be that fun party girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's not because I'm older now and wiser now and like lived that part of my life already. I never lived that part of my life already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Gabby Sidibe said this thing. She said, I get a rap for being confident, but I have to put my confidence on multiple times a day. And it's like lipstick, you know, lipstick wears off, and confidence will wear off, sanity will wear off, and you have to work at it.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Every time you say that, I have goosebumps again. And I've heard, you know, we've discussed it and we've heard it on the show And it's just, it doesn't, it's just not something my mind is used to. And I hope it never gets used to it. Mm-hmm. It's so profound and well said.
And she came in right after we had been back from our Elvis Duran morning show dysfunctional family vacation.
Yeah.
And it is in situations like those, party situations where you're instancing and there's bikinis involved and drinks involved, where I feel most poorly about not being able to be that fun girl.
I am so with you.
Yeah.
I am so, so with you. Because I've also never been that person.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So I want to know, I want to understand this to the best of my ability. Where can you break down, like, explain what do you mean guilty and not feeling badly? Like, who does that extend to? Or is it just personal? Like, what?
I think it's literally inside of my head. And I'm sure. Looking at Bethany because I know she can relate. And then I'm looking at Sam because I love you so much. But, and to me, you've got that party girl thing mm-hmm. down.
You're the fun person.
You're the fun person.
See, I'm like sitting here kind of, I understand completely. There's no like, as far as, you know, for anyone, there's no judgment. There's
yeah.
no, I'm
right.
just really trying to fully understand this. And it's baffling to me because how many times do I bug the two of you to hang out?
That's true.
You are not fun people.
But how many times do you, but the fact that you have to bug us to hang out
yeah.
proves the point that we're not the
well,
fun party
so
people.
Well, there's so many people. There's a lot of reasons
yeah.
why you can't always hang out. And yeah. I totally get that. And one of the reasons, which is one thing I love about you guys, that not a lot of people have until they like reach, you know, until they get way older, is you guys are perfectly content saying, no, I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. I can invite you to do something and you're like, I don't really want to.
Yeah.
People don't do that. You know, especially younger people, they'll either force themselves to do something or they'll come up with a bogus excuse.
Yeah.
It's, I love the way you guys choose to handle your not mandatory hours. It's so refreshing to me. So when I, you know, when we found out that Kathleen had this weight on her because of it, I was like, What?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
wrong? So how?
In full disclosure, we came in and we started two podcasts that day. And I started talking about how much I admire Gabby Sidibe and how her words really resonated with me. And then I started hysterically crying and we had to end the podcast.
Yeah. We ended up not using it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because just the idea that even somebody as enigmatic and as engaging and as lovely as Gabby Sidibe, the idea that she too has to put on her confidence like lipstick, I was like, damn.
Yeah, you are so not alone in this. Like, so it just this last weekend, so when we're recording this just last weekend, several members of the show and myself got to go to this beautiful house
yeah.
and stay for the weekend. And I was so nervous about it because I was the only woman going and everybody else who was going loves to go out and party.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was going to have to be that person for the weekend. And there was one, the Saturday night that we were there, we were all going to go to this party and I made it through the party and I was like really proud of myself. And then they wanted to go out afterwards. And Scary had come along.
Yeah.
He invited one of his friends and his friend was the nicest guy in the world. He was so nice, but he was really, really pressuring me to go out with them to this bar. And I just knew I didn't have it in me. I
right.
wasn't drinking, which means that they were drinking, which means that I was just going to be bored.
Totally yeah. offset energy.
Yeah. And he was so nice about it, but he was really bothered that I wasn't coming out. And he was like, what if I drive you? What if I?
Oh,
and as the person who doesn't want to go out, you feel more and more guilty
yeah.
and more about yourself.
Yeah, of course.
That you're the person that doesn't want to do it and now everyone's giving you a hard time. And again, his place was from love. He wanted to make sure I was having a good time and happy. But I was like, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I just don't. And you feel always being the person who just doesn't want to. But the thing about it is that all of the people who don't love hanging out, we don't all see each other because we don't love hanging out. So you feel like you're the only person who's feeling this way because everybody else
right.
is the people at the club that you're seeing and the people who are being vocal about loving to hang
yeah.
out. You
yeah.
feel like a giant loser.
I mean, I feel like there's two takeaways from this so far is one, you know, talking to yourself when you're the person who doesn't really want to do something. And on the flip side, it's really important for everyone else to understand it's okay if someone doesn't want to. And if you don't know the person, take it for face value. You know?
Yeah.
If you really know the person, maybe there's something going on, you can have a continue a conversation. But there should never be like judgment or guilting to get someone out. Trust, I don't feel it. People should be comfortable to say, I don't want to. Not, oh, I have an appointment and I really can't.
Yeah.
Like, not a bogus. It should be okay. And I think it would be really beneficial all the way around if people stopped looking at it as partier versus not partier, because what's kind of funny is I don't think I am one because I have a bedtime and the bedtime finds me whether I'm in bed or out.
Yeah.
But I fall asleep.
It's an energy thing that you have that I will just never
until
have.
Until like 9:30 p.m. But I will have more fun with someone I enjoy the conversation of out at whatever bar, sitting with a cocktail, than I would with someone who has... that you can point to and say, oh, partier. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's an energy and a conversation that rather than an aura of maybe like the stereotype I have in my head, which maybe we all have a different stereotype in our minds. So that might be part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like,
and we all see ourselves differently than other people see
so
us,
true.
Which is like, the knife that will always stab you. I feel like more than ever, and maybe it's because, and I don't hate it, this culture of memes, that more than ever, non-party girls who once upon a time were looked down at as being boring and like not anybody you want to be friends with or hang out with, it's more okay now than ever to be like, I'm staying home.
Yeah.
Or, I'm just going to hang out on the couch with my cat.
I would love to, but I don't want to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think if you're listening to this as somebody who loves to go out and loves to go to clubs and loves to, you know, is always up for whatever, I think don't assume that that's the only way to have fun.
Yeah.
Because if sitting on the couch with a glass of scotch doesn't sound like fun to you, that doesn't mean it's not fun.
Yeah. And don't take it to a negative place on someone else. You know, don't project to you. That's not, you know, don't put a negative energy on somebody else, whether it be in, you know, in person or, you know, thinking about it later. Just try not to take it there.
Yeah.
It's not, there's so many important things to put negative energy on that are necessary. This is not one of them. Don't put that juju out there for someone else.
Yeah.
I think whether you're 21 or 31 like me, it's easy at any age to feel guilt about not being the party person, the life of the party. And even when you have kids and you become a mom, they're definitely the fun moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the moms that are like not on the outskirts of the cool mom group.
Yeah.
And there's this guilt that, and especially for me, and I'm sure for other people, it lives with me over this because I'm the girl in the corner wearing Talbots, drinking rosé.
You guys have this energy that people take at night more on like weekends during the day, which is my favorite time. Like you girls are like brunchers.
Yeah.
I'm down
for brunch.
Which is so much more fun than the word is letting it sound. Like I got that group text from Kathleen a couple weeks ago. She's like, I'm bar hopping in your neighborhood. You want to come?
Come hang out.
I can't. That sounds wonderful. That's a daytime party.
Yeah. I think perhaps the trick is finding like-minded people and like finding your crew.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag girl gang.
Yeah.
And then sticking with them.
Yeah.
But situations like our work vacation where it's people I don't hang out with regularly really puts me outside of my comfort zone. And just hearing Gabby Sidibe come in and talk about confidence and having to put it on like lipstick and living. She had this other quote. I just want to read it very quickly. You have to live with yourself every day. So you have to make sure your brain, your emotions, your sanity are in check and you're okay. You are responsible for your happiness in the same way you are responsible for your own unhappiness.
That's so true. That's so true. I had a friend ask me one time, because I get really overwhelmed, you guys know this, especially right now, because I've just like have a million things going on. And he said, you have to ask yourself two questions when you feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what do I feel? Number two, what do I need? Mm-hmm. And those two questions will pull you into the moment and like lock you into yourself and ground you into your body. And yesterday was a day. Like I got really great news and then I got really terrible news that counteracted the great news and might cancel the great news. And I was so angry and so just, I was pissed off. And I was in a lift on my way to visit a client. So I had to be in a really good mood.
Right.
And I just asked myself, okay, what do I feel? Okay, I feel overwhelmed. What do I need? I need space. So then I just sat for a minute and let myself have that space and have that moment. And it helps so, so much.
What do I feel? What do I need?
Yeah.
I'm going to get that tattooed on the inside of my wrist.
Really? I mean, it really does. Like, it really, especially we have to be, if you're a woman and you're like working hard, you really have to be in a masculine energy a lot of the time because that's just the way that the workplace is. Mm-hmm. It's more about masculine energy being a little bit more aggressive, being a little bit more outgoing. Mm-hmm. You just have to do it. So for me, it's really hard to remember to get back into my feminine energy because if I stay in the masculine energy, that's when I get overwhelmed. And so those two questions actually help me get back into like my more feminine side.
Absolutely.
Really helpful.
Man, this is heavy.
It is heavy, but that's why we wanted to start this podcast in the first place. Yeah. To be able to have some of these, you know, not always upbeat, happy conversations, but to further delve into some stuff that we've been thinking about.
Just trying to be honest about everything.
Yeah.
This has like a lot of, I'm going to really enjoy in particular listening back to this podcast because I feel like hearing the two of you and like thinking about the things I'm thinking about now, it's going to sound different the second time. Like I'm really curious what I'm going to learn listening to this episode.
Yeah. And it's a constant learning, I mean, at least for me anyway, learning to deal with this guilt that I've had essentially my whole life.
Well, you know, like we go on these trips for work and you know, we get an itinerary. And I don't know about you, Kathleen, but when I see the itinerary says like there's a party that starts at 10 that's mandatory.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that I get anxious.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's a really tough thing. So I'm really happy that you said something because you're absolutely not the only one who feels that way. And I think it's really validating. And not to say like, we're so lucky we get to go on these trips and the trips are amazing.
But work trips in general, there's a certain amount of pressure.
Yeah. There's a film of stress and expectations from others.
No matter what industry you work on, no matter any time you have to travel with people who aren't in your normal crew, who aren't in your family, there's an expectation that you have to be on tip top high energy party behavior.
Right. And you want to do a good job at your job and these trips are part of the job.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure you're doing a good job at, you know, something that you're maybe not the most comfortable with, which is oddly in our industry partying.
Yeah.
But Kathleen, I love that you brought this in because it's a good reminder for people that they aren't alone in this.
No.
So just to clear where your line of like dealing with it is, because you said, you know, you feel guilty or you felt guilty about being the non-partier. It sounds like it's not that it's something you want. Like there's a line. Like you have a problem with something with yourself, anyone out there.
Yeah.
Either there's one side of the line is I want to change it because mm-hmm. I want to adjust differently. And the other side is I don't want to change it. I accept it. I want to be happy with it.
Yeah.
So that's like a really important divide. This, you know, realization with yourself, it extends to anyone listening because they have their own version of I'm not the party girl.
Yeah.
So draw that line for yourself. And is it A, something you want to change because you don't like the trait or quality itself? Or B, something, no, there's nothing wrong with this. I just wish it were easier to deal with in my life. I need to figure out how to adjust accordingly.
Exactly.
I don't know if I figured out which side of the line I'm on yet.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't have to know right now.
Yeah. I think that, see, here's the thing I see about you, Kathleen, is I don't see you not being the party girl. I see you being a party girl in your element.
Okay.
So like,
Rosé. Because,
exactly. I'm bar hopping for brunch. Yeah. That's not a not party girl thing to do.
That's true.
But you just do it the way that you want to do it when you want to do it.
Bethany.
Realization.
What? Do you remember what you just said? Do it the way you want to. Wait, hold on.
It's okay. We have it recorded.
You do it the way you want to do it when you want to do it.
And I feel like this can be applied to anything in life. And now I can't remember what you said 30 seconds ago.
Well, I can't stop the recording. That'll interrupt the flow of the podcast.
Do it the way you want to do it, how you want to do it.
Do it.
I think that's what you said.
Can that be the title of this podcast?
I think we have to roll back the tape and listen.
Whatever you said. It was around the 20 minute marker.
You know what? That can apply to anybody.
Yeah.
At any time in their life. Applicable to anything that you're going through. Yeah. Do it the way you want to do it, when you want to do it, how you want to do it.
And you're absolutely not the only person who feels this way in anything. Like if you're listening to this and you just feel so isolated because of X, Y, and Z, and you think that you're the only person who is going through or feeling X, Y, and Z, you're absolutely not. And not to negate what you're going through, it is a unique experience to mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. but you have a whole community around you. You just may not have found them yet.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love bringing issues, I'll put quotes around that, and again, quotes around the word proud of, but I like bringing issues you're not proud of to a talking place because they are so common, but they're underspoken about. Mm-hmm. So they live in this like dark place of all of our minds. And you were like, oh, we got to cope alone because it's embarrassing. When it's really, it shouldn't be at all. That's just a stigma that's been put on it because for so long, people are not okay with talking about these things.
Yeah.
I think it's so great. I'm so happy we have a podcast, you guys.
Yeah. Kathleen, I'm so happy that we gave this topic a second shot.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. And it didn't end
important.
In tears.
It didn't. But even if it had, it would have been okay.
It would have been okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, I was all about using the other one, but,
yeah.
But we wanted you to feel comfortable and we wanted the listeners to be happy with the product and everything. And you wouldn't have been happy with the product. So
thank you,
Kathleen.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad it's an important topic. I'm glad we went back at it.
Thanks. Yeah, me too.
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
It is a safe space.
I like that.
And for anybody who's listening out there, send us an email because you're a part of our safe space too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Send us a Facebook message. I always check the Facebook messages.
Somebody offered to sketch a portrait of us, by the way. Have we gotten back to them yet? We need to.
Yeah, no, that needs to happen.
That is the fanciest damn thing I've ever heard.
Because we were talking on a previous podcast about why don't people get portraits commissioned anymore. So I'm going to look for her message today. She said she would do a sketch of us. And I was like, we need to look severe.
Oh my gosh, please.
If you haven't seen the portrait in the movie Crimson Peak yet, look it up.
Oh my God, I just saw that. Sorry, I'm yelling.
It's so good. Yeah, stop yelling directly into the microphone.
I can't. I'm working on it. It's hard to just change a habit on a dime.
But the matriarch looks very severe. And that's the kind of portrait I want for one of us.
I'm down with severe.
Okay. Should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
My roommate's trying to kill me.
She is. She's going to fatten you up to eat you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've only had scones, real scones. I'm not talking about like comes in plastic bakery scones, but like fresh homemade scones. The first time, I think it might have been maybe this month. There's a place in the city and it's really fancy. And my roommate brought home a scone and it's wonderful. It was the best thing I've ever had. It's a whole new brand of complex carbohydrate I get to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Thing is, homegirl's been bringing it back like two or three times a week. And it's they're big. They're like this. They're bigger than the size of my fist. And you put something called clotted cream on it. And just the title lets you know enough of it will kill you.
So much fat that it clots.
She brings me so much.
Wow. My roommate brings me freshly baked goods.
Yeah. Girl, this is a problem. Bethany, I send a picture to you guys when she brings another one. And Bethany's like, oh, she's trying to fatten you up.
She's Hansel and Gretling you.
I believe
it. So what you have to start doing is taking a stick and poking it out of your bedroom door and she'll feel your fingers to see if they're fat enough yet. And she'll feel the stick and be like, oh, not fat enough yet.
I told Kathleen, I think I need to fake fall asleep before she gets home on scone days so that I can parcel out the scone the next day rather than eating it.
I think
all
that
at
should
night.
Be the debut of Sam's short stories hiding from the scone under my covers.
Sam and the big bad scone.
You should submit it to the New Yorker.
Yeah. They'll like it. They'll do an interpretive reading of it on the New Yorker Radio Hour on NPR, which is my favorite.
Same mine too. Mine too.
Can you listen to that? Mm-hmm.
They have so many funny sketches about the subway.
I know. Followed by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I know, an NPR news quiz. I do love Will Shorts. I love Will Shorts, the NPR puzzle expert.
I love NPR in general. I love the BBC NewsHour in the morning.
Too.
That literally, unless you work in radio or have an infant, nobody's awake to listen to.
All right.
What have you...
I love you guys.
What have you learned this week? Either one of you.
Kathleen, what have you learned this week?
So, she's scrolling.
I want to give a shout out to a podcast that I've been so obsessed with, and I've literally talked Sam's ear off about it because the girl who does this podcast is a vegetarian, and all vegetarians
love her.
Are alike.
Yeah,
you know?
They all know each other too.
It's called One Part Podcast, and the name of the girl who hosts it, she's so lovely. Her name is Jessica Murnane, and she has a cookbook out called One Part Plant, and she has some really vocal guests on. I mean, all of her guests are really wonderful, but she's had some amazing guests on recently who talk about mental health and who talk about being okay with eating certain foods that you've previously told yourself that you couldn't eat, and wellness in general. And she's sort of the reason why I had the confidence to come in here and readdress the Gabby Sidibe breakdown.
I'm so damn proud of you, Kathleen.
Thank you. Thank you. So check it out. She talks about food wellness. I just love listening to her voice. I have a podcast crush on her. Which I've never had a crush
on. This is so Sleepless in Seattle.
A podcast girl before. One Part Podcast, Jessica Murnane. Look her up. She's on Instagram. She's on iTunes. You will not be disappointed. It is fabulous.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For bringing that. I learned this week, it is also about podcasts, is that in general, it is okay to let go of something when it is no longer something that you like or is good for you.
Okay.
Because I'm a creature, very much a creature of habit. Yeah. And so when I commit to something, I have a really hard time letting it go in terms of, like in this case, podcasts. And yeah. I decided that there was a podcast I really liked. And my sister introduced me to it because she hated it. She was like, there's the worst podcast out there. You should listen to it. It's so terrible.
Try this. It's awful.
Yeah, I smell this. It smells terrible. So I listened to it and I actually really ended up liking it. But but because I actually like went up against my sister to like it, I sort of felt like I had to commit to it.
Right.
But as it's gone on, the people in charge of it have become very full of themselves and it's become quite unlistenable. And I realized this week I don't have to listen to it anymore. I'm allowed to let it go,
yes,
even though
let that go.
I committed. And it's a really stupid thing, but like it sort of reminded me of the larger scope of life. Like if there's a friend that is no longer treating you well, it's okay to let them go. If there's a partner, if there's a family member that is not treating you well,
hell yeah,
it is okay to say, you know what, I gotta limit my time with you.
Step back.
Or forget my time with you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Peace forever.
Yeah, so let my experience with this particular podcast, which will go unnamed, translate into your love life.
Break up with your partner, because I don't listen to this podcast.
That's the name of the podcast. This podcast no longer sparked joy.
I'm really sorry if there is a podcast actually named Break Up With Your Partner. That is not the podcast.
No, that's not the
that's
one.
That's not the name of the podcast.
No, I would listen to that.
Break Up With Your Partner.
Very interesting.
So anyway, that's what we all learned this week. And Kathleen, we love you. Aww, you're amazing.
Guys, I love you more.
I think you just made a lot of people feel very welcomed and understood.
Yes, and good. Feel free to email us your safe space questions.
Yeah.
The stuff you don't love to talk about.
Yeah,
but you would
we want
like
to talk about it.
Yeah, it's important stuff, guys. Let's get it all out there on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, therapy session.
Yeah, I totally want to hear about your stuff that you don't think anyone else goes through.
Right? Whose roommate's trying to eat them?
Yeah. I mean, Sam is going to be cannibalized. There's not much more safe space requirement than that.
I've got like five episodes left, and then it's just going to be the two of you.
The bacon of your body.
The irony of the fact that Sam is a vegetarian, but she will be eaten after her death is sort of amazing to me.
I just put part of me into the earth.
I'm going to smother you in sausage gravy.
Make sure it's my left hand. I like it more than my right hand. You can eat my right hand.
We'll plate it very beautifully and put it on Instagram.
Thanks, guys. Where can people follow us?
Twitter @AcquiredPodcast.
Instagram @AcquiredTastePodcast.
The Home Goods by Jersey City.
Also on Facebook.
Acquired Taste Podcast.
And
what's that website we have?
AcquiredTastePodcast.com.
Yes!
Also, watch my web series Labeled. It's at labeledseries.com. We have two episodes out. We're coming out with a third soon. And
leave us a review on iTunes. We love them. We read them. Yes. I seriously cry when I read them. They're so nice.
Yay. Yes, we love you. Thank you for listening. You are in a safe space.